Welcome to Living Hope. With today's teaching, here's the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello, welcome to the Living Hope program today. Today we are going to look again at some of the Ten Commandments, and in particular, we're going to share some thoughts on you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal. Now, we understand that this was the wording that has come through into our scriptures, but I believe we've already in previous programs realized that it isn't just a negative, you shall not, you do not do this, you do not do that. Because what's behind the don't do this is an actually very powerful positive attitude as to what we should be respecting. So when we say you shall not commit adultery, it's definitely clear that you should not do it. But what's behind it is an honouring of marriage, a recognition that biblically marriage is seen to be a relationship between a man and a woman coming together, living their lives together, sexually being joined together, producing very often children. And this marriage situation is to be protected. And you protect it by saying that the exclusiveness of it is confined between that couple, that there is no sexual activity outside the marriage bed, outside the husband and wife who've come together in a covenant relationship. Remember that marriage, again, almost universally, if there are not vows attributing God's presence into the situation, there are still promises. It's seen to be a serious act. There's no culture which just says you can accept that you are married. There is some, whether it's tribal or whatever way, there is some occasion where the marriage is considered to be sealed. Well, adultery is destructive. Adultery is essentially an appreciation of the sexual side of life and no appreciation of the commitment and deep involvement of working together to produce a family and to be a picture of Christ and the church. Adultery is just totally obsessed and concerned with wanting someone else in a physical, sexual manner and not really caring or thinking about much wider and more important issues. You can also see that the sexual side of life is so precious that God has given us boundaries. It is something so special and so good that it is to be confined and not just any and everyone. Well, I must just take a moment to also consider you shall not steal. Again, I believe fundamentally it is to have a healthy and good respect for possessions that belong to others. Stealing means that I am discontent. I have no respect for what other people have. If it's there and I haven't got this, I just take it. I don't pay for it. I don't ask. I just take it for myself. And this attitude of stealing, this destructive attitude, is again symptomatic in what Jesus describes Satan as. He said he was a thief. And We see that this total carelessness in terms of valuing what other people have, what they've worked for, what they've sought to invest in, that we should honour that. We're going to pause. We're going to have some worship. My good friend Patrick will join me and we'll reflect a little more on these two commandments. Thank you.
everything you are, and I will lay down the things that I desire, and I will offer a living sacrifice to you. Lord, take all of me and give me all of you. Lord, take all of me and give me all of you. And I surrender everything you are, and I will lay down the things that I desire, and I will offer a living sacrifice to you. Lord, take all of me, give me all. Take all of me and give me all of you. Lord, take all of me and give me all of you. Lord, take all of me. Give me all of you. You gave it all for me. You gave. Take all of me and give me all of you. Lord, take all of me and give me all of you.
You're listening to Living Hope, the ministry of the Reverend Richard Brunton. I'm Patrick Woodward, and I've come now to talk to Richard further about these verses 14 and 15 from the book of Exodus on the commandments. You shall not commit adultery, and you shall not steal. Just before we get on to those specifics, Richard, just you mentioned at the beginning, the Ten Commandments are very often seen as a list of you shall nots, you know, do's and don'ts, more don'ts very often. Just unpack that a little bit for me. Is there more to it than just a list of do's and don'ts?
Very much so, because I believe that what we're being given here is a framework for life. It's like our body is a skeleton, and upon that skeleton is muscle, and there are different parts of our body that act in different ways. The skeleton is essential, and from that we develop a body which is working and which achieves things. And the Ten Commandments are a skeleton. They are, I was almost going to say the bare bones, and they are. That they're the absolute vital things that must exist. When they're in place, there's lots that can be built upon it. And that's where it isn't negative. It's very positive. But if you don't have a good skeleton, then you're not going to have a good structure. You're not going to have a good life.
So this one about adultery, it's always been controversial, and in Jesus' day it was controversial and people asked him questions about it. But as we look back on that today, there's still some sort of ambiguity, isn't there, about what this really means and what our attitude really should be.
Well, certainly it's an area where many trip up and fall.
Mm.
And, of course, Jesus was speaking about it so strongly that he wanted to talk about attitude, lust, unclean thoughts, and not just the action.
Mm.
So, consequently, the dilemma is probably more to do with people feeling that they have these desires and they can be healthy and good, but God has set boundaries where they can be expressed. And we don't like boundaries.
Mm.
Some people kick against them more strongly than others, but essentially human nature doesn't like any restrictions. And therefore this gift, this potential situation, people always try and kick the boundaries to try to move into a situation beyond marriage.
Yeah. Verse 15 then, do not steal. Fairly straightforward, you would think. But again, Jesus extended this, didn't he, and looked at it a little bit differently.
Yes, I commented earlier how the devil is a thief. And Jesus certainly was concerned that people's attitude to possessions and attitude to other people's property should be respected. So it's not just a question of don't do the deed, it's also a question of having a right thought pattern and structure. And Jesus himself, he was quite happy. So, for example, when people said, what do you give to Caesar, what do you give to God? He picked up a coin and said, give to Caesar. In other words, the coin, the money, this is something that you need to put into that situation. Jesus had great respect for other things. He borrowed the animal that was going to lead him into Jerusalem.
Mm.
And again, it's all done properly. They don't steal it. They go and obtain it in the correct way.
Interesting. Okay, Richard, thank you very much indeed. Join us again next time as we continue looking at God's Word in the next Living Hope. You've been listening to Living Hope from the Reverend Richard Brunton. If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.